Before you cross the street, you better look both ways, or we'll throw you in the pokey for a dozen days. And all around the county, every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.
The Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopLock.org. CopLock is a decentralized project supported by a diverse group of individuals united by their shared goals of police accountability, education of individual rights, and the dissemination of effective tactics to utilize while filming police.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Darryl W. Perry, host of the Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. This week, a couple of stories that should cause anyone critically thinking to see that those wearing badges aren't always operating with the best of intentions. A Brooklyn man says a Suffolk police officer threatened to take him into a wooded area and beat him after a traffic stop, according to a federal lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court. The lawsuit alleges Sandino Hazard's civil rights were violated after an officer pulled him over in North Babylon a couple of years ago and falsely arrested him. In addition, police used excessive force when an unidentified officer allegedly pushed, assaulted, and strip-searched Hazard. His attorney, Amy Marion, said Hazard was stopped by police because he was a black man driving in Suffolk County. In an email, a spokesman for the department said, "The Suffolk Police Department does not comment on pending litigation." After detaining Hazard, the officer drove him in a squad car to a wooded area and threatened him, according to Marion, before driving to the precinct where he was made to strip and stand naked in the jail cell. Marion says, "They drove him into a wooded area and said, 'You don't do this around here. This is what happens.' He thought he was going to be beaten and killed. He was absolutely horrified." Hazard was suspended from his job after his arrest and incurred mental anguish, emotional distress, and injury, according to the suit. He's seeking a jury trial and compensatory and punitive damages. Hazard was commuting from his job in Suffolk when he was stopped on the evening of August 15, 2012, by Suffolk officer Douglas Cortez. Hazard asked Cortez why he was being pulled over, an inquiry that upset the officer. Police alleged Hazard had a broken taillight, which Hazard and his attorney both deny. Hazard was arrested, charged with disorderly conduct, and given a ticket for a defective brake light. The lawsuit says the charges were ultimately dismissed. Marion said the cop said he was talking back to them. "There's nothing about that that's disorderly. He's just asserting his First Amendment right." A Reading police officer is being accused of stealing money that was being held as evidence in criminal cases. Jody Royer faces numerous theft charges for stealing money from the evidence room that he was assigned to protect over 3 years ago. According to an affidavit, another Reading police officer discovered about $2,000 missing from a case he was working on. Officers later caught Royer trying to put the money back. Police say about $14,000 is still missing from various cases. At a press conference held Wednesday, the Berks County District Attorney, John Adams, described the crime as a sad violation of trust. So far, Adams doesn't believe any former or current cases were compromised because of the theft. He believes that Royer's motives stem from a gambling problem. A man who was shot at 10 times by police last year is suing the city of Upland, California, claiming the officer-involved shooting at close range was unjustified. In a lawsuit filed in West Valley Superior Court against Upland's police department and three officers, attorney Robert Schauer alleges the police officers used excessive force when they shot then 18-year-old Christian Rodriguez several times at close range and that he did not pose a threat to law enforcement. However, police said last year that Rodriguez was armed with a handgun when he was shot. Based on police transcripts, Schauer said, "There was no gun, there was no knife by their own admission. They made a terrible, terrible mistake." That's this week's Police Accountability Report, brought to you by CopBlock.org. I hope you'll all take a moment to consider just who it is that you are entrusting with the protection of those you love. Until next week, stay safe and remember that badges don't grant extra rights.
When you're in our county and you want to drive, just remember to go 55, 'cause all around the county every woman and man knows we'll pull you over just to play our banjos.